Last week we touched on and talked about God's control and how He lords over everything, even suffering. Today we'll speak and search out what Scripture says is the purpose of suffering. No one, as we know, has ever suffered as Jesus did. Yes, there have been men who have been beaten to death, but the difference is that Jesus took all of the beating and ridicule without fighting back. He took it all for us because He loves us so much. He was beaten and pierced for our transgressions. Let's read Isaiah 52:13 through 53:12, which in my Bible is subtitled, "He was pierced for my transgressions." And it says, "Behold, my servant shall act wisely. He shall be high and lifted up and shall be exalted. As many were astonished at you, his appearance was so marred beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of mankind. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him. For that which has not been told them, they see, and that which they have not heard, they understand. Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. And he had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised and esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and as for his generation, who could consider that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken from the transgression of my people? And they made his grave with the wicked, and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief when his soul makes an offering for guilt. He shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and makes intercession for the transgressors." So we see here that our Jesus, he was beaten beyond recognition. He was despised and rejected by man. He was acquainted with grief. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. He was mocked and judged. How did Jesus respond to his suffering? He never sinned. He never complained. He kept his mouth shut. He did it all out of the love he has for people. You and me, our families, our friends, our acquaintances, the people we pass every day when we're out and about. He even did it all for the unlovable in man's eyes. Remember, yet he bore the sins of many and makes intercessions for the transgressors. In 1 Peter 2:21 through 24, we find Peter tells us that Jesus was sinless. He suffered for our sin. He took it all. the beating, the mocking, the shame, the pain, the humility, the hatred, the grief, all of it for all of us, so that we would have the opportunity to choose eternal life. This Thanksgiving, as we gather around our tables, a lot of times as families, we reflect on the things that we're most thankful for. Our families, our friends, our blessings of food on the table, the roof over our heads, and many other provisions God has blessed us with. But let's be really careful this year not to leave out the greatest blessing of all, our Jesus, our Savior, our Redeemer. It's the perfect setting, sitting around that table with everybody waiting for the food to be blessed. It's the perfect time to share how Jesus suffered for all because He loves us so much. We have the opportunity this year because the whole room is going to be waiting for time to dig into that delicious food. So it's the perfect time when you have everyone's attention to share, just share how much suffering Jesus took on to save the lost. Let that be what you're thankful for this year and vocalize that. Someone around that table may need Jesus, and someone around that table may be just need to be reminded of Jesus' love, and others just need a reminder of the greatest blessing of all, Jesus our Lord. And we all need reminded that all the suffering we have in our lives is nothing compared to what Jesus went through for us. Pray for courage to share Jesus this Thanksgiving. I love you all, my friends. Have a great week.